the multi-talented singer, actor, host, songwriter, comedian. He does it all, and he's getting ready to open season 3 of his wonderful performance venue, Club Sandwich, in Sandwich, New Hampshire, this weekend. We welcome back our friend John Davidson. Hello, John.
Hello, Rich. When you're alone, there's no need to be lonely. You go downtown, downtown. Petula Clark. Yeah, back when we were young.
Yes, indeed.
How are you, big guy?
I'm doing great, and I want to congratulate you. I mean, it pales in comparison to all of the things you've accomplished in your career, but congratulations on being part of the very first Downtown Hall of Fame class voted in by our listeners.
Well, I want to thank each and every one of them. I give them a big hug, and that's just very nice. Thank you. Because Mainers, you know, Mainers know. Mainers have a sense of quality, you know. And I appreciate their choosing this person who has had a weird career, and one of the highlights is being on Downtown with Rich Kimball.
Well, we love having you on with us. And now, the last time we caught up with you, you were still in Mexico and dealing with a dinghy problem that you got that fixed.
My dinghy was failing to stay inflated. That could lead to so many questions.
Oh, yes.
But, yeah, and I finally got it fixed. Wait a minute. I think that was the old dinghy. I got rid of that damn thing, and I traded it on a smaller dinghy. You know, size is not everything. I got a smaller dinghy, but it stays inflated. And I guess we should tell the folks that I live on a 42-foot diesel trawler that sleeps 4, but I'd rather just have it sleep 1 or maybe 2 if I got lucky. But I'm in a marina in La Paz, Mexico, which is about 2.5 hours north of Cabo San Lucas on the Baja Peninsula. And my son lives there with his Mexicana lady of 20 years and my granddaughters, who are teenagers now. And I study Spanish there, and I sing Spanish songs in La Paz. And I write songs to get ready to come back to Club Sandwich each summer. So it's a great way to get away. But I love New Hampshire and New England in the summer, my goodness. Actually, are you going through the black flies season now?
Yes, they're everywhere.
Yeah, it's a pain. I'm walking. I walk about 2 miles. Every other day I walk 2 miles. And I have swallowed at least two each walk. So I am slowly decreasing the black fly population, but it's just too slow. And it leaves a bad taste in my mouth. I got to tell you, it makes me think, why do we live among these insects? But then you realize that is it true that the mosquitoes eat them by June, and then the summer is incredible?
I just know, you know, you're taking in some valuable protein, John. I think that's probably good for you.
I'm glad you are not my nutritionist, because there's not a lot of protein there.
Well,
yeah, I'm trying to lose weight, but I don't think I can do that by eating black flies.
No, that's not the way to go. But you're going to lose weight because you're going to be performing every weekend, kicking it off this weekend. You've got a great lineup of guest performers as well. And this venue has been such a big success. I saw that you've even had to add some extra seats for this season.
I did. We have, you know, our seats are all couches and stuffed chairs. I added a couch and an overstuffed chair. And we're now up to 46. We can seat 46 very comfortably. These couches are so comfortable, they can sleep very well during my show. And this is our season 3. And thanks to you, we were sold out every show last year. And this year, the first weekend is sold out. That's 2 days from now, Friday, and then Saturday sold out. But we have seats available next weekend and each weekend. And I tell you, Rich, I'm not a businessman, my family has known that, and my second wife knew that so well that she said, "Don't do this. Don't do club sandwich." And I live alone now. but she's by choice, and her choice as well. My second wife has gone back to school. She's getting her master's degree in Spanish literature. And she's doing her thing, and I'm doing my thing. But this is the first thing that I've ever done like this that has actually paid the rent and broken even and allowed me to keep buying guitars like this one here. And write silly songs like this. Down through the ages, wise men and sages, searching for knowledge, they plunder. But I roam and I toll the great ancient tome. Till late at night, I wonder, why do men have nipples? How come I never had a beard? Why do bars have parking lots if I can't drink and drive? By the only water, why is it weird? Just one more verse. Why did Adam and Eve need navels? If your doctor's practicing, is he practicing on you? Why wash my bath towels? I'm clean when I use them. What are training frogs training them to do? Just some of the nonsense that we do at club sandwich. By the way, I wrote a new song. You're probably asking me, what songs do you have that are new this year at Club Sandwich? Did you say that?
I did say that because I've seen a clip of one of them. I think it's a new song. Spend the Night with an Old Guy. Is that that's a new one, right?
Oh yeah. Spend one night with an old guy, and you never go back to the boys. Yeah, it's one of the big hits that has come along. But I also write songs that actually mean something. My high school sweetheart, my first love of my life, at that point, I grew up in Massachusetts in West Bridgewater outside of Brockton. So I had a Pacifica accent. And then we moved to White Plains, New York. And it was in New York, White Plains High School, that Marcy Bergeron came into my life. Rich, do you remember the first love of your life?
I sure do. Absolutely.
What was his name? what was her name?
Her name was Jackie. We're actually still friends.
Well, yes, good. And when this feeling came over you that you had this attraction, it was just, you just wanted to be with her and just wanted to kiss her and you just wanted to spend time with her and you didn't know that weird feeling for the first time.
No, it was very unsettling.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, for me, it was Marcy Bergeron. Marcy Bergeron, junior year. So I wrote a song about that. And, it's called The First Love of My Life. And I had a dream where Marcy comes to my show after having not seen her for 60 years. 60 years! What made you think you could come to Club Sandwich, sit down front, and not stop the show? How could I not remember our story, and how can I not let all them know? My mind is racing back through the years to a time when we were brand new, but I wasn't ready to walk by your side, just too young for a love so true. You were the first love of my life. Know me, how could I love you? We might have made some sweet harmony. We were too young,
for a love so true.
Second verse, just a little bit.
My buddy dares me to give you a call, to invite you to arch in your prom. You in that pink dress, and I in my tux, in that photo with your dad and mom. Felt like a dream as we danced face to face. I remember that moment for years. And back on your doorstep, it was that kiss with the promise of laughter and tears. You were the first love of my life. Isn't that a nice song?
It's a wonderful song. Absolutely. I understand you've got another musician also joining you on stage for shows.
Well, I do. I have a bass player now. He sat in some last year as well, but he'll be there every show this year. I felt that I needed a bigger bottom. No. that I needed more of a bass to my guitar playing. So boom, 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 boom. So he plays great bass, and he kind of solidifies my guitar play. You know, I'm basically a singer who plays guitar. I'm not a guitar player who sings. That was Glenn Campbell. I'm just a singer who started studying guitar in high school, and I use the guitar to support my singing. But yeah, so the bass is really great, and we have a lot of special effects. I don't want to tell you about all of them because a lot of them are surprise, but things come out of the ceiling. Many things come down from the ceiling, and some things drop on people.
I just want to see you in that robe. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I come down the stairway this year playing what Elvis used. I think it's the theme from 2001 Space Odyssey.
All right.
Bow, 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 ba-da! Wearing a robe that is a cross between James Brown and Liberace. I make my way to the stage and then fling the robe off. Throw the robe away. Don't throw it away, but I give it to my bass player. He's also in charge of wardrobe. And I pick up my guitar and I do this.
Well, I bet you're probably wondering what I'm gonna do tonight.
Because I came down with the robe and all, they probably think, this guy's gone weird, he's lost it, what is he doing here?
You see, a fella has to holler when he's feeling all right. I finally busted out. Yeah, I was trapped in your TV. Now I'm here to tell you what's doing to me. You drive me crazy.
So it's a number that sort of explains this crazy career, because, you know, I've been a game show. I hosted the $100,000 Pyramid and Hollywood Squares, and I hosted That's Incredible. On all those shows, I didn't sing, you know. So singing was my first thing, and I started on Broadway, and then, you know, and then went into musical films with Disney with The Happiest Millionaire and Family Man. But so it's a little confusing. When people who may only know me from Hollywood Squares, they may say, well, what's he going to do at Club Sandwich? Is he going to play tic-tac-toe? You know? I try to explain to people that what I love best is singing, making my face vibrate, and accompanying that face with my guitar, with actually four different guitars. I'm playing a band guitar in the show as one of them. A band guitar. Did you ask what's a band guitar?
What is a band guitar, John?
Well, you're so good at these when I cue you. When I cue you,
yes,
it's good. A band guitar is a six string banjo. You know, banjos have four, maybe five strings. This is a six string banjo. So it has a drum head, but I play guitar chords on it, so I don't have to learn new chords because I don't want to have to learn anything new. And so it's a compromise. It's not a really good banjo, and it's not a really good guitar. It's a compromise, but aren't we all? I think Terry would agree.
Yes. Bruce wanted to know also what what other guitars you had, because he's a guitar player himself.
Okay. Is Bruce there with you?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Okay, who's Perry?
There's three of us in the studio today.
Oh, okay. Okay. Is one of them named Perry, or did I get that wrong? Anyway, what did you ask me?
Well, I was wondering I have lots of guitars. I'm a big guitar fan, and I remember when you were here live in studio, you had, I think, a Taylor with you. I was wondering what guitars you're using on stage.
Yeah. Well, the Taylor is the best. The Taylor teaches me things every time I play her. I mostly play my Taylor, the six-string metal string guitar. It's a 914. My second wife bought her for me, and I never would have paid $5,000 for this guitar.
That's what they go for.
My other guitar is a Takamine or Takamine, however you want to say. It's a 12-string, so that's a 12-string. And that's good, but it hurts my hand to play it. You have to have quite a grip for a 12-string. And then I have hand-painted Mexican guitars that are from Mexico, just part of my collection. And what else do I have? Those are the main ones that I play. I just try to change it up, you know, for different songs.
Yeah.
John Davidson with us. Want to mention, too, some of the great guest performers you've got coming into Club Sandwich this summer. Vance Gilbert kicks it all off next Thursday night. You've got our friend, the wonderful Maine native, Ellis Paul, coming in. Guy Davis, the legendary Jim Queskin, Bruce's friend is going to be there. Who have you got? Well, Aztec Two-Step, Harvey Reed, your friends Harvey Reed and Joyce Anderson.
Good buddy of mine, yeah, very good friends of mine.
It's an incredible lineup. I have a lady that books the room for me, and then I say, yay or nay. But she finds these incredible. Her name is Amy Malkoff, and she lives Marblehead, Mass. And she's amazing. She's in touch with singer-songwriters. And we even have an a cappella group called Boys in the House. Boys in the House? Band in the House. Boys in the House. I should look at the card. Do you have it there?
I do. And you've got the Everly set.
It's called Ball. It's called Ball in the House.
Ball in the House. Yes.
Ball in the House. I mean, they are. You know what? These acapella, where the drummer is a guy who plays drums with his mouth. You know, and great tenor singer, great bass singer, and a wonderful group. We've never had an acapella group on stage on our little stage, so they're going to fill up the stage. Who else? We have, you've got the list in front of you there. Oh, we do have an Everly Brothers night. A guy named Sean, a guy named Jack, do the Everly Brothers better than the Everly Brothers ever did. A full show of Wake Up, Little Susie, Wake Up.
And you've got a mentalist coming as well to read some minds.
Oh, yes. John Stetson. This is his fourth show. Every time he comes, he sells out the place. He's a mentalist. Let's face it, he's doing magic, right? And he admits it, that he has no special powers, but he certainly is the best entertainer that we have on our stage. Different from Creskin. You know, I've worked with Creskin, and Creskin will not tell you that he's basically a magician. He won't say that. But, John Stetson's coming, and he rocks the place. He's just so clever. He does convention work, stuff like that, but we've got him.
You got the funniest woman in Maine, Karen Morgan, coming as well.
Oh, Karen, that's right, Karen Morgan. We almost didn't get her. She's booked every week somewhere. And is she a Mainer as well?
She is, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Hey. She's phenomenal and just such a nice lady. I love spending time with her. And all of our artists, we put them up in a local place. If you're coming to this area, we recommend the Yankee Motel, Yankee Trail Motel. And Sandwich is quite a place. We have great antique shops and art galleries, and you can have dinner, of course, at the Foothouse Cafe right across the street, or at the Corner House, which is right next door, and then just walk over to Club Sandwich. Our show always starts at 7 o'clock, and we start right at 7, so don't be late, because you'll miss me walking down the stairs wearing a Liberace cape.
John's shows are Fridays and Saturdays at 7 o'clock, and if the last 2 years are any indication, you want to get your tickets early, plan for it, because they go fast, because people want to see John and these other guest performers.
And they, because John is 81, you know, he's not going to be around forever, folks. You know, there he goes. He's going to be 82 in December, and why do I always bring that up? I don't know. I think I'm trying to get credit for being around. So I said to a friend of mine, do you think I look 81? She said, no. You used to, but not anymore.
Well, we're pretty sure you're going to be around forever. That's what we're planning for.
Of course.
We're looking forward to coming back down to see you, catch the show, and head over to the foothills and maybe have a glass of wine and commiserate, because we had a great time in our trip down there. Anybody from Maine, all over New England. Heck, when we were there, there were people from about 9 different states that had come to see your show.
Yes, yes. But yes, I want to have that glass of wine with you, because you, Rich, you interview everybody and his sister, her brother, and you know so much about show business. So I love asking you questions about how to do my career, what to wear. You're the one that said I should wear the cape as I come down the steps. And I listen to your suggestions. And who have you interviewed recently? You have everybody.
Recently, let's see, who have we had recently? Donny Osmond was on with us a couple of weeks ago.
Great guy. Yeah, there's a solid guy. I mean, Broadway, television, he's doing Vegas now all the time.
Yeah.
And yeah.
We just had a great comedian who you probably worked with along the way. Tom Dreesen was on with us a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love the way he delivers it. He has a way that is so Tom Dreesen. Yeah. Well, that's great. It's great.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Can't wait to come down. We've got to see if there are any dates available to catch you. But you know what? We don't even need the good couch. We'll bring a lawn chair or two.
All right, Rich. Great to talk with you.
JohnDavidson.com for tickets and more information. John, have a wonderful season, and we'll see you down there sometime this summer.
Thanks so much. Good to talk to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, John. John Davidson with us.